Remember the good old days when we would turn to sports to take a break from the news? You didn't even have to watch it, just have it on. Well, those days are gone, thanks to the pandemic. No games for months, and even when they started up again, they were played in bubbles without fans. There's been some easing, but despite the U.S. continuing to set records for daily numbers of coronavirus infections, you know, there can't be too many. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. And Mike, it's November. Homecoming? No. You know, this is usually the heart of the college football season. So what's the latest there?
Yeah, well, the heart is experiencing maybe a little cardiac arrest because every week different teams are unable to play because of outbreaks. This week, Louisville is added to the list. Wisconsin once again has to cancel games. They just have so many players with COVID. But probably the biggest story is that Trevor Lawrence, the Clemson quarterback, who was the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy and just a tremendous quarterback. You know, the NFL's looking at him as the next great quarterback in their league. He tested positive. So he has since had a couple of negative tests, but he did not play against Boston College. He will not be playing against Notre Dame. He is no longer the Heisman favorite. I mean, it's no tragedy. He's going to get well. Clemson staged an amazing comeback win, but it's definitely having a huge impact on the season.
And we know that. It is no tragedy, you know, and the fact that he got tested is fantastic, and that takes him, you know, he's not going to be infecting other people, and COVID-19 is still, you know, the biggest deal around. We know that. We're just talking sports, but, you know, college basketball's March Madness was one of the first major events canceled by the pandemic this year. I was going to say there goes all that office fun, except so few people are in their offices, but is there going to be men's and women's college basketball this season?
There is, in just a couple weeks. And in fact, teams are practicing. At first, the season was going to start November 10th, but they did push that back a couple of weeks. But the season will start just a couple weeks past when it usually starts. And the madness is still scheduled for March. So that is one thing that is going, or two things, men and women's, that are going ahead as planned.
Okay. Let's see. We just had the election. Athletes and leagues were so involved in the get out the vote effort and in, you know, getting their own voices out. What'd you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the NBA had a plan to allow arenas to be voting sites. And in fact, that plan went into place. And, you know, the where the Hawks play in Fulton County was the biggest election center in the history of the state. And in fact, they're still doing some of the vote count in State Farm Arena. If you were following the news, there was a delay of 4 hours because a pipe burst there. But they voted where the at the Toyota Center in Houston, and they voted, or they used as a polling place, the Henry Ford Performance Center in Detroit. So a lot of NBA arenas were used. I wasn't going to say I was skeptical of the use. I was just wondering, well, I wonder how big an impact it will have. You know, according to election officials, it did alleviate voting pressure. Of course, early voting did too. But some of these sites, many of these sites, were used as an early voting place. So that really did have an impact. And just lately, vote counters in Pennsylvania were fed by members of the Pittsburgh Steelers who bought them dinner. So in many ways, professional sports teams are having an effect on the vote.
Yeah. I want to ask about pro hockey and basketball. They've been played in bubbles, you know, as we said, in the shortened seasons this year. Is there a plan for those sports, you know, the pro next season?
Yes, but it's not set in stone. And there was talk of resuming play maybe in December. But Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, is now saying, no, let's look to 2021 to start the season. You know, I've seen proposals and it seems plausible, but I don't know, or it seems possible. I don't know how plausible that you might have a staggered start, because remember, we just mentioned the Atlanta Hawks. They were a team that didn't even qualify or get invited to the bubble. So those players haven't played since March. They are fresh. They are fresher or maybe even rustier than an NBA team has ever been. But if you look at the LA Lakers and the Miami Heat, they just got done playing a month ago. So they might need a little more rest. So what if you start play, draw the season out a little more and start play with teams that, you know, haven't been playing in recent months? I don't know that the NBA is considering it, but given their flexibility so far, you know, maybe they should.
I just want to mention something about hockey because it's on my mind right now, which is that here in Massachusetts, where this part of the program is based, you know, our governor says that it was hockey leagues that were part of the big spike in coronavirus that we just had recently in COVID-19. It was, you know, people playing hockey indoors. So I just, you know, that's on my mind as well. Quick, in the minute we have, baseball. According to the New York Post, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says teams lost about $3 billion collectively during shortened season. You know, this must be raising a lot of questions about that sport's future.
Yes, but I would caution that the revenue did have an impact, as almost all revenue did, but the value of the franchise is the resale value, and there's still only 30 of them, and billionaires still want to buy in. So cries of poverty, I wouldn't totally dismiss them, but most of these owners are doing just fine.
Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.